Hey everyone, I'm really glad you're here because I've got something pretty incredible to share with you. This message might really hit home, especially if you felt that gentle push lately, the kind that feels like it's coming from something much bigger and holier than anything we're used to. Right now, God is reaching out big time, arms wide open, inviting us all to truly open our hearts to Him. It's like we're standing at this massive crossroads, a pivotal moment that's loaded with opportunities to grab everything the Holy Spirit is ready to offer. Just picture all of God's promises right there in front of us, just out of reach, if we just stretch out our faith to grab them. We're living in some extraordinary times, like the ones people have talked about for ages. It's like witnessing the moments when God's Spirit isn't just leaking out, but gushing forth onto anyone actively seeking Him. If you've been looking for a clear sign, something that shouts, "Yes, God is definitely calling you," well, this might just be it. God's Spirit is here to refresh our spirits. All we need to do is stay open, stay ready, and let our faith lead us into this amazing period of spiritual richness. So, if you're feeling that nudge, that little pull at your heart, understand it's not just some random feeling, it's a genuine call, a divine invitation to connect more deeply and meaningfully with the spiritual currents flowing around us. God often nudges us toward forgiveness, urging us to let go of old hurts and resentments. It's all too common for others to not truly see us for who we are, thanks to the roles and identities thrust upon us by society, media, and even our closest relationships. From the day we're born, these influences begin shaping us, often masking our true selves. Yet this molded identity isn't who we truly are. Romans 12:2 reminds us not to conform to these worldly pressures, but to transform by renewing our minds, seeing ourselves as God sees us. It's time to let go of anything that's been dragging us down, turn our hearts fully toward God, and really embrace who He says we are. Life isn't always easy, right? We all face challenges, whether it's issues in our relationships, financial stress, or just feeling a bit lost and broken sometimes. But remember, no matter what's going on, you are still a beloved child of God. He's always there, arms open, inviting us back, no matter how far we feel we've wandered off. You might be feeling like you're a long way from where you're supposed to be, kind of like the prodigal son in that famous story. But today, right now, God is calling you, reminding you of who you really are, and inviting you back to those spiritual roots where there's a massive inheritance waiting just for you. But to get there, you first need to reclaim your true identity and seek Him with all your heart. God is ready to peel back the layers of false labels and deception that might have skewed how you see yourself. It's time to break free from these constraints, like shattering glass or knocking down brick walls. God is empowering you with the strength to overcome everything that's been holding you back. Some of you who watched this video are moving forward with a clear sense of who you are, grounded in your faith and secure in your identity as God's child. This isn't just about shaking off what we once were, but stepping boldly into who we are meant to be. Let's embrace this journey together, supported by faith and strengthened by the certainty that with God we can make it through anything. You are turning the tables on any force that has suppressed you, meeting it with even greater force. As you step into your true power, these barriers will crumble, signaling your complete embrace of your identity in God. This renewal transforms how you view life and how you operate within it. Living authentically, others will begin to notice the divine light within you, acknowledging the hand of God in your life. Remember, you don't need to prove your worth to anyone. That's a revelation God will provide in their own time. Sometimes it feels like no matter what we do, people just don't get our true worth. But here's something comforting. God advises us not to get too hung up on what others think. Misunderstandings from them might lead to misjudgments or even hurt. But remember, their view is not the full picture. Think about when Jesus was crucified. Those involved didn't realize the magnitude of their actions. They didn't know they were harming God's Son. In a similar way, many folks might not truly see who you are without a deeper connection with God. Like when Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say I am?" Only Peter really knew Jesus' true identity because it was revealed to him by God. This shows us that true understanding of ourselves from others can only come through divine revelation. This kind of insight is a gift from God, and it frees us. It lets us look forward to a future where we fully understand who we are in God's eyes, recognized as His children. And while the road ahead might look foggy, causing quick judgments about others who are also trying to figure out their paths, remember they might not see your value yet. And for those who've wronged us, often they didn't understand that we were chosen by God. Their ignorance doesn't need to stop us from embracing who we are in Christ and continuously seeking Him, knowing the best days are still ahead. If people really understood your value, they'd surely treat you differently. So it's crucial to let go of any resentment and forgive them, friends, family, co-workers, because they didn't see your worth as God hasn't revealed it to them. Let's pause for a moment and think about a story that's pretty familiar to most of us. The story of Mary and her son, Jesus. Even Mary, who was incredibly close to Jesus, didn't always fully grasp who he was. This really illustrates a point that hits close to home for many of us. Even the people who are nearest and dearest might not completely understand who we truly are unless God reveals it. It's pretty common for people to judge us based on our past. Maybe they remember how we were in school, or they think about our previous relationships, or the tough times we've struggled through. They often focus on the person we used to be, not the person we've grown into. But here's the beautiful part. When God steps in and renews our minds, He shows us our real identities, our true selves, not defined by our past, but by our potential. This transformation is deeply connected to the blessings and purpose God has for our lives. Just like Matthew 6:33 tells us, when we prioritize seeking God's kingdom and His righteousness, everything we need will be provided for us. We don't have to run after it. It comes to us, often in ways we didn't expect, through our faith. Every challenge we face, whether it's in our personal relationships, at work, or anywhere else, is part of our journey. Even in these moments, especially in these moments, we are still chosen by God. Understanding this is a crucial part of our transformation. It helps us see ourselves as God sees us, which can be incredibly liberating. As we turn our hearts fully towards God, our true identity becomes clearer, not just to ourselves, but eventually to others too. Much like Peter's revelation of Jesus as the Messiah. So until God makes this clear, don't stress over how others view you. Your identity is securely in God's hands, and it will be revealed in His perfect timing. I've been thinking a lot about how much we sometimes lean on the approval of others. You know, waiting for someone to notice our efforts, or to hear a simple, "I'm proud of you," from the people we love. It's natural to want that, but there's something liberating about letting go of that need. It's about realizing that the only approval that truly matters is God's. Think about it. God's satisfaction with us, His applause, that's the real deal. Everything else is just extra. It's nice to have, sure, but not essential. Just like when God revealed to Peter that Jesus was His son. Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say I am?" And when Peter called Him the Messiah, that wasn't just Peter's guess. It was a truth shown to him by God Himself. In a similar way, people might not fully see who you are right now. They might be stuck on who you were in the past, not seeing the person you've become or are becoming. It's important to keep moving forward, knowing that God is shaping you into someone incredible. God's got so much more planned for you than you can even imagine. While others may respect what you've done so far, they haven't seen the full scope of your potential. God's still working on you, and the best parts of your journey are yet to unfold. So keep going, even if it feels like not everyone understands or recognizes your growth. In time, God will reveal your true nature to everyone. You don't have to prove your worth or rush the process. Just trust that in God's perfect timing, everything will come to light. If you're feeling called to use your gifts to serve in God's kingdom, think about joining our community. There's a place here where you can really make a difference, living out your purpose alongside others who care just as deeply. You're very welcome, and thank you for sharing such kind words. It's truly heartwarming to hear from you like this. Knowing that we're all connected in this journey, regardless of our different paths and beliefs, is incredibly uplifting. I'm here to support you whenever you need it, just as you've shown your support. Sending you back all the positive energy and good vibes, it's wonderful to be part of a community where we can uplift each other like this. Keep shining your light, and know that it reaches and inspires more than you might realize. God bless you too, and take care. Let's keep this beautiful connection going, supporting each other through all life's ups and downs.